Dear friends, the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest presents Lenten Thoughts, Live Not by Bread Alone, but by Every Word from Daily Mass. Why not help us to restore the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as almsgiving this Lent? Go to this link. Thank you for your generosity.
Wednesday of Passion Week, the Good Shepherd. In the Gospel, we see another scene from the Passion. The Jews surround our Good Shepherd on the Feast of the Dedication. They are not his sheep who hear his voice and believe in him, like the catechumens and the faithful to whom he gives eternal life in the Eucharist. These wolves may tear the shepherd to pieces, but they are not allowed to steal the sheep. Once again, the Jews wanted to stone him. The Feast of the Dedication was celebrated in Jerusalem. Dedication means a holy ceremony by which a place, a temple, an altar, or a vessel is consecrated to the worship of God. Moses dedicated the tabernacle he had erected in the desert. Solomon solemnly dedicated the temple he had built to the glory of God. When the Israelites returned from the Babylonian captivity, they rededicated the temple they had built and sacrificed a large number of victims that day. Judas Maccabeus, having purified the temple which the king of Syria had profaned with abominable sacrifices, rededicated the altar and wanted the anniversary of this dedication to be celebrated every year in perpetuity. It was winter and cold. Our Lord, who had subjected himself to all our miseries, with the exception of sin, went for a walk under one of the porticos of the temple in order to warm himself up. Immediately there came to him a group of Jews who, having encircled him, tried to force him to make a formal declaration that he was indeed the Christ. In their minds, this would be the same as claiming to be king, and they could use this to accuse him of treason. So they said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us clearly." Sadly, there are those who love falsehood, manipulation, and artifice. They live with a bad conscience, and in their great anxiety, they are often led to deceive others even more. Jesus, knowing their malice, refused to provide the exact statement they asked for, which he reserved for himself to make before Caiaphas and Pilate at the appointed time of his death. "You do not believe me. The miracles I do in the name of my Father testify clearly that I am indeed the Messiah, but you do not believe me because you are not of my sheep." These Jews are not sheep of Jesus Christ because they lack docility and stubbornly close their eyes to the light. Humble docility can turn even the most ravenous wolf into a gentle lamb. Jesus Christ gave eternal life to the sheep who followed him, that is, who obeyed his precepts and imitated his example, lavishing on them all the graces they needed to attain it. These beloved sheep will not perish at the hands of the enemies, neither the devil by his malignant suggestions, nor the world by its persecutions or its flatteries, nor their own flesh by its frailty, nor their own spirit by its errors. This is the effect of the special protection that the Good Shepherd gives to his sheep. Who would not envy such happiness? It is up to us to obtain it. Let us faithfully cooperate with grace, and we will be among those faithful sheep of whom the Savior claimed, "No one will snatch them out of my hands." The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Jesus, aid me by thy grace.
If you enjoy today's Lenten thought, why not help us make this former Presbyterian church worthy of the Catholic liturgy, our beloved Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast? To donate, go to this link. May God bless you for your generosity. And may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph in Ireland.